His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. There will be a COVID-19 testing clinic in Columbia County. It is coming up today from 9 to 11. The walk-up clinic sidewalk in front of John L. Edwards in Hudson. They'll be limiting the walk-up clinics to 50 tests each. They recommend anybody who would like to be tested to get to the clinic as early as possible to ensure they secure one of the 50 tests. Pre-registration will not be necessary for the walk-up clinics. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 5:30. In Dover, the town board regular meeting will be at Town Hall on Wednesday at 6:30 till 7:30. Northeast New York has their wind, solar, and signage meeting also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Region 1 Reopening Committee Athletics Extracurricular Activities Task Group is meeting on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We remind you, check before you go to make sure where those meetings are held. Some are being held actually at town halls, and others are still remote meetings. A fire at a house on Sunday morning at 96 Sharon Valley Road, owned by Mike Casey, has caused damage to one room and its contents. That according to Sharon Fire Marshal Stan McMillan. Now, the cause of the blaze was accidental due to a lit candle. Crews from Lakeville, Cornwall, Armenia, Military, New York assisted the Sharon Volunteer Fire Department in that fire. In Stockbridge, only 31 minutes and 4 seconds elapsed during the annual town meeting held outdoors as voters unanimously approved a streamlined $10,556,613 operating budget for fiscal year 2021, including assessment from the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. South Egremont residents are rallying against a proposed recreational cannabis shop on Hillsdale Road. Concerned over increased traffic and suspicious of the man behind the business venture, Emerald River LLC, founded and run by Morris Partee, is seeking permits to open the shop on Hillsdale Road across the street from Taconic Lane. A Holyoke-based retailer needs to secure a host community agreement from the town select board, as well as a special permit for retail from the planning board. In a community outreach meeting on July 2nd, Partee highlighted benefits to the town, including a total of 6% of sales revenue returned to Egremont with property taxes and 12 to 18 well-paying jobs. Starting with that meeting, many in the community have been vocal at forums about their response. The price of such benefits is just too steep. Coming up this weekend, the fifth weekend in Norfolk, music, and more music on a weekend in Norfolk. It's a virtual weekend in Norfolk this weekend. It's being held on Saturday and Sunday, July 31st and August 1st, and then 2nd. Details and more information on how you can follow it and join in, weekendinnorfolk.org. Also, the Falcon Ridge 2020 Share and Shelter in Place Fest is being held. They will start their virtual fest on Thursday at 1:30, and each day through Sunday, August 2nd, it'll be shown on their Facebook and YouTube pages. Follow the links, facebook.com/Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and then look for their YouTube channel. Taking a look at some other stories from around our area. On Monday, the Connecticut Department of Public Health released coronavirus data from the weekend. It showed encouraging situations in Connecticut. The positive test rate over our nearly 32,000 reported was 0.6%. Just 5 more deaths were attributed to the virus, and the number of hospitalizations dropped back down to 59. As a matter of fact, there were no coronavirus victims in the hospitals in Litchfield County, according to that report. In New York State, Democrats in the Senate unanimously defeated Republican legislation aimed to bolster protection for law enforcement in the wake of continuing tension between communities and police and a statewide surge in violent crimes. Senate Republicans proposed 9 bills as part of its Protect Those Who Protect Us package, aimed to deter attacks and disorder against law enforcement officers as violent crime has spiked in cities across the state and nation in recent weeks. Meanwhile, bills would require renaming West Point Dorm Rhodes and a gate name for Confederate generals. For half a century, U.S. Military Academy dormitory has borne the name of Robert E. Lee, the West Point graduate who led the academy as superintendent for 3 years and later waged war against former comrades as a Confederate commander during the Civil War. That could change under a federal proposal by Civil Rights Awakening. The House and Senate each passed versions of major military bill with bipartisan support last week that include provisions that require renaming of bases other than military properties that memorialize Confederate generals. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 26,584.77, the NASDAQ at 10,536.27, and the S&P 500 at 3239.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.